Kelsey Gardner can't stand J.P. Kane. He's everything that irritates her. Disorganized, arrogant, and infuriatingly handsome with his perfectly maintained beard and mysterious tattoos peeking from beneath rolled sleeves. As a sustainable organizer at Kane Enterprises, Kelsey values structure, planning, and professionalism. JP, with his chaotic office and playboy reputation, represents everything she opposes. Their first encounter in the break room sets the tone, a heated debate about whether men and women can maintain purely platonic work relationships. JP insists attraction always complicates things. Kelsey passionately argues otherwise. What makes their antagonism so electric is what lurks beneath. JP, having lost his parents as a teenager, experiences unprecedented thoughts of permanence with Kelsey that trigger his defense mechanisms. His juvenile behaviors, deliberately messing his desk, scheduling conflicts with her calendar, serve as shields against growing feelings. Meanwhile, Kelsey guards her own secret. That brief window when she first arrived at the company, before learning his reputation, when she'd entertained possibilities. Their colleagues gather like spectators to witness their verbal volleys. When JP calls her babe in meetings, Kelsey's resulting tirades carry undertones far more personal than workplace protocol. The office pools aren't about if they'll get together, but when. Like opposing magnetic poles, their differences don't just attract, they create an irreversible bond. Imagine the cosmic joke. Kelsey joins Going In Blind, a dating app arranging anonymous restaurant dates. JP tries the same service at his brother's urging. Neither expected to match with each other at a remarkable 97% compatibility rate. Their blind date becomes legendary. Trapped in a private loft per program rules, they confront the bizarre reality that an algorithm considers them perfect matches. Server Helix reveals why. Shared experiences of parent abandonment and identical fears. Failure, not being loved, and being alone. The dinner spirals into a spectacular exchange of creative insults, from half-cracked ignoramus to pretentious strumpet. They argue over the check, JP insisting on paying despite Kelsey's protests. Outside, JP kisses her wrist before they part, declaring they never want to see each other again, though he secretly returns her money to her purse. This disastrous encounter becomes the catalyst for everything that follows, forcing them to acknowledge their strange connection even as they deny it. Behind their confident exteriors, Kelsey and JP harbor deep insecurities. Despite her successful podcast celebrating love stories, Kelsey struggles with self-worth issues stemming from childhood comparisons to her curvier sister. She's anxious about her athletic build and height. When Edwin merely comments her dress is a nice color during a blind date, familiar inadequacy resurfaces. Her podcast allows her to discuss love from a safe distance while struggling to find it herself. JP's playboy image masks emotional wounds. His commitment issues stem from witnessing his mother's devastating grief after his father's death, creating a pattern of emotional distance. Beneath this facade lies a longing for connection and fear of failing his brothers. In one revealing moment, JP admits joining Kane Enterprises not from passion, but to stay close to family. His growing bitterness reveals a man questioning whether he's living authentically or merely meeting expectations, his impressive title feeling increasingly hollow. These hidden vulnerabilities create a rich emotional landscape beyond typical romantic comedy fare. 2 weeks in a shared company penthouse transforms Kelsey and JP's relationship from antagonistic co-workers to something far more complex. JP is initially horrified, especially when he overhears Kelsey plans to date someone named Derek, triggering unacknowledged jealousy. Their first days are awkward, culminating in an embarrassing incident when Kelsey accidentally pulls down JP's shorts, leaving them in a compromising position. Yet, as they collaborate on the Angelica building renovation, something shifts. When contractor Regis dismisses Kelsey's expertise, JP firmly establishes her value, demanding respect for her or threatening to find another contractor. Their connection deepens during off-hours explorations. JP takes Kelsey to his favorite pier, shares stories, and offers his jacket when she's called. Making tamales together creates undeniable chemistry, with JP confessing her perfume fucking kills him as their hands tangle in the masa mixture. By trip's end, JP has become one of her best friends, someone who makes Kelsey feel alive and awakened. Their first intimate encounter happens when Kelsey returns from a disappointing date with Derek to find JP in their darkened penthouse. While helping with her zipper, JP notices her lingerie, and tension builds as he backs her against the bed, describing what he would have done in Derek's place, kept her out all night, kissed her slowly before demanding more. What follows is intense pleasure without intercourse. JP maintains control, stopping before finishing and promising more next time before leaving. When they finally make love, JP wants nothing between them, unprecedented for him. The connection overwhelms because it's both physical and emotional. This isn't mindless, it's meaningful, JP reflects. These moments balance raw attraction with vulnerability. For JP, Kelsey represents unprecedented intimacy. For Kelsey, these encounters challenge her insecurities. Their physical relationship becomes a vehicle for emotional growth, forcing both to confront fears about connection. Haven't we all experienced attraction transcending into something deeper? That's their journey, from antagonism to friendship to unexpected connection. Their relationship faces crisis when a crude mass email supposedly from JP circulates, suggesting Kelsey is using the Kane brothers for career advancement. At Huxley and Lottie's wedding, Kelsey overhears comments confirming her fears, triggering deep insecurities about not being enough for JP. Their separation devastates both of them. JP breaks down about pigeons mating for life, while Kelsey maintains professionalism at work, which JP misinterprets as indifference, unaware she's equally heartbroken beneath her composed exterior. Reconciliation begins when JP visits Kelsey's office for suit opinions, noticing her eating him up with her eyes. He teases her for checking him out 33 times in meetings and sends playful calendar invites for staring meetings, rebuilding their connection through flirtation. Finally, JP recreates their San Francisco memories in his backyard with purple lighting, lemonade, and honey cake. Through a mock interview for her podcast, he shares their love story and promises to spend his life proving she was meant to be with him. Since reconciling, JP and Kelsey have been inseparable, dancing under stars, making love, and building their life together. Their visit to meet Kazoo, the pigeon who symbolized their relationship during JP's breakdown, marks a full circle moment. When introduced as Mr. and Mrs. Kane at the rescue, JP savors how it sounds. JP reflects that what began as Huxley's mistake became my greatest win, capturing their love story's irony. The woman who initially wanted nothing to do with him gradually became his friend and ultimately chose him for his authentic self, not JP the Kane brother, but Jonah beneath the facade. Their journey reveals how seemingly incompatible people can be perfect matches. It's about recognizing deeper connections with those who challenge and complement us. By using his real name with Kelsey, JP embraces authenticity, proving that love often arrives in unexpected packages.